electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for Radio Arts by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territory of the Hunkaminseeking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. Good morning, I'm your host, co-host Dion.
And I'm Kira, also a co-host, I guess.
Yeah, you can also play tunes if you like. And I'm here to just play some tunes that I recently found cool, mostly like rock, grunge, kind of instrumental. And I want to start it off today by playing a song from a local band called Beautiful Lizards, who I saw last week at the Gallery Gache opening, which is also something I wanted to tell everyone about because it's part of the Capture Photography Festival and it's celebrating 25 years of VANDU, which is the Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users, and it was a really great show, and people should check it out. And I was there during the opening reception. It's on until the end of April, and they had this band called Beautiful Lizards play, and it was just really joyful. Like, my friends and I just started, like, jumping around in this gallery towards the end and chased everyone away, but yeah, it was great fun. Have you checked out there?
I haven't been to Gallery Gache before, which feels really bad because I know one of the curators, so I feel like I should be going. But I've been wanting to go to that exhibition specifically. I saw the posters just like around the city, and VANDU is such an incredible organization and has done so much to make Vancouver a more livable and safe place for drug users, which is still not that livable and safe, but they've done the most to change that. I really want to see that exhibition.
Yeah, totally. And it's a really great like exhibition about like VANDU's history, and there's just so much like actual archival material and like posters.
So cool.
Yeah, and it was like during the reception, it was just so cool to see like people in the community like all congregate and like eat free sushi and talk about it. It was just really cool. So this is Beautiful Lizards. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, you just heard Psychopath by The Beautiful Lizards, and the song before that is Rhino by also The Beautiful Lizards, who are a rock instrumental duo formed in 2021. I'm just reading their bio off their website. They have released 4 albums and numerous videos. Taylor has been a musician for over 4 decades, and Sandra acquired her first drum kit for $100. They play or jam every day. And I had the honor of meeting the musicians last week at Gallery Gachet during the exhibition opening for 25 Years of Vandu. And the exhibition title is, I'm going to try to pronounce this word, To Be Belligerent, To Commit to Memory, and To Live Without Fear, which is an exhibition marking the 25th anniversary of the Vancouver Area Network of Drug Users at the Gallery Gachet. I think I've repeated this enough, but I think it's a great show. If you're, you know, free, you should totally go check it out. It's on until the end of April. And yeah.
That's a great, like, title for the exhibition too.
Yeah.
It's good. It has that, like, energy of resistance and also community care that is exactly what Vandu is all about.
For sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The music you chose was so good too. I have never heard of that group before, and they are going to be immediately added to my list of things I need to listen to.
Yeah,
like, now.
For sure. And like the Friday after I met them, I mean this in the best way possible, but I like put it on the 99 B-line because I write it from end to end sometimes, and I like fell asleep to it, but like in a good way. Like it was just so comforting. The noise was just exactly what I needed to hear, and yeah, it was great.
It takes a special kind of music to be able to fall asleep to it on the bus.
Yes, on the 99 of all buses. Exactly. And this is exactly the type of music. And the next artist that I'm going to play is kind of following this theme of like instrumental rock grunge underground noise, is a band called Gong Gong Gong, which is a rock duo of Tom Ni and Joshua Frank, who's actually from Montreal, and Tom is from Hong Kong. And I met them last year at a music festival in Beijing, and they play really great, I don't know, just rock instrumental music. I don't really know how to describe it. So here's their song, Ride Your Horse. Thank you.
的草莓中了我的圈套，我把所有人的目光聚集在你身上灼烧，我把我前世今生的心脏叠加在你的身上，倒霉的草莓，谁叫你那么心脏叠加在你的身上，倒霉的草莓，谁叫你那么美？
All right, and that was the song Strawberries by the band Hipperson, or Haipengsen in Mandarin, and they are an indie rock band from Chengdu in Sichuan, and I forgot how good that song was. It's 6 minutes, and it was great.
That was amazing. I was saying to Dion right before we hopped on the mics here that it has, like, such an interesting quality where it's feels kind of like a classic, like, indie rock song, and then there's these moments of glitchiness that you get that kind of, like, break the pattern.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's cool.
Yeah, especially, like, just the last 5 seconds where I'm like, is this song going to end? And it just keeps glitching.
Yeah.
It's really fun. And before that, you heard the song 亲爱的,我想做你的女朋友, which is funny because they sing in English, and it's the title of the song, which is Dear One, I Want to Be Your Girlfriend, by another Chinese indie rock band called Hedgehog or Ciwei. They're also really great, really slay. And before that, you heard yet another great song by the Chinese instrumental experimental rock band Gong 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 called Ride Your Horse. And it is fronted by the duo Tom Ning from Hong Kong and Joshua Frank from Montreal. Yeah, and the next song, I think I'm just going to keep playing, you know.
Just keep rolling.
Yeah, cool Chinese indie songs. Here we go.
Thank you.
That was the song He Made Up His Mind to Be a Tourist by the Chinese indie rock band Hipperson. In Chinese, the song title is 他打定主意做一个游客来自成都的 后朋克乐队海鹏森。 And before that song, you heard the Tropical Sub by Montong, which is a Taiwanese psychedelic rock instrumental band. I also saw them at the same festival. I saw Gong 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 last summer in a music festival outside of Beijing, and it was really cool. And before that, you heard the song Xiancheng by the band Huabei Langge. And we're gonna just keep rolling. I'm gonna play some songs that I am very nostalgic about because they were from Music Waste like 2 years ago when I was just starting to realize that there's some great music being made in Vancouver. So here we go. That was the song A Little Heartache by the band Tonk, which is a local band in Vancouver. And the album name I really enjoy is called Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Tractor Too. And before that, you heard Crying in a Corn Maze by the band Big Rig, which is also another local Vancouver band, and their album Big Rig. And I saw them, both of these two bands, at a Music Waste Festival 2 years ago. And then I went abroad to study in France, and I would just listen to them, and it would just immediately give me Vancouver vibes. So it's very nostalgic, for sure. And the next song I'm going to play is another song by the band Gong Gong Gong, and the experimental rock band from Beijing, because I just love their music so much. That was the song YYY by the band Gong Gong Gong. It's a really amazing band. And it's just literally a bass and a guitar. And for some reason, all of their songs are just so good. I wish they would come to Vancouver one day. And I hope that will happen. But I think that's about it from me for now. Go check out the Vandu exhibition at Galerie Gachet on until April 30th. And have a good day.